say.
And welcome on into Off to the Races here on Y96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. I am your host of the show, Mike Bozich. We certainly appreciate you joining us for our Saturday morning look at the sport of harness racing here in the state of Ohio. We've got a very good show on tap for you today. We're going to take a look at last week's fair finals from Northfield Park, as well as the Courageous Lady. Big doings, big long shots, plenty of upsets in the fair finals here today. We're going to listen to some of them stretch calls, maybe catch a couple of the interviews that the fine folks did at Northfield Park. So that is coming right up in segment two. Plus, the Breeders' Crown eliminations coming up this weekend here at Woodbine Mohawk Park, and some Ohio eligibles involved. Now, it's a two-night elimination events, I guess you could say, on Friday and Saturday. Now, of course, the taping of this program, we don't know what happened Friday, but Saturday, of course, this show's airing Saturday morning, so we're going to talk about some of the ones on Saturday. Heck with it, we're going to talk about some of the ones on Friday as well, even though we don't know the results. So stick around for that. A few Ohio hopefuls involved in the Breeders' Crown this year, once again proving that these Ohio breds continue to get better and better and better as the years go on. Certainly saying that they can compete on the Grand Circuit is an understatement. Some great, great Ohio breds making their way through the ranks. Some sad news to pass your way here before we got this program started. And I think everybody that's involved in the harness racing world knows him as Chip Hastings. James Kent Hastings passed away a few short days ago. And for those of you that don't know Chip Hastings, he was born in 1947 right here, Columbus, Ohio. He's one of our own. And his list and contributions to the sport of harness racing are numerous. He was employed by the USTA for 32 years. He had two stints with the USTA. First joining in 1976, serving in the capacity of director of officials through 1984, then he returned to the USTA back in 1992 in the role of liaison officer, a post that he held until his retirement in December of 2017. Now, during his time at the USTA, Mr. Hastings oversaw the development and implementation of the first computer-based race office system, affectionately known to all of us in the business as E-Track, and the program for electronic eligibilities. He also managed the implementation of reciprocal memberships and licenses between the USTA and Standard Bred Canada. And working with officials, he was the founder of the North American Judges and Stewards Association, developed the curriculum for the Harness Racing Accreditation Program, and developed the first ever penalty point system for violations and repeat offenders. So a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, the infrastructure, if you will, of harness racing, a lot of it was built by Mr. Chip Hastings. He also served in the capacity of presiding judge at many racetracks in Florida, Kentucky, Maryland, New Jersey, of course, here in Ohio. He was a member of the Delaware County Senior Fair Board. He was passionate about harness racing and, of course, passionate about all of our all of our favorite race, the Little Brown Jug. He was a member of the Little Brown Jug Society, and just a really, really important figure in the sport of harness racing. Did a lot of behind-the-scenes work. So on behalf of all of us here at Off to the Races, our condolences to the friends and family of Chip Hastings. You will certainly be missed, my friend. Well, this edition and every edition of Off to the Races wouldn't be possible if it weren't for the fine folks at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. We're also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. A busy show coming up here today. We're going to relive all the action of the fair finals from last Saturday night at Northfield Park, which included upsets aplenty. Plus, we're going to take a look at the Breeders' Crown hopefuls right here from the state of Ohio, competing this weekend at Woodbine Mohawk and Grand Circuit action. You've got Off to the Races back in a flash.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Yeah, we're back on Off to the Races by 96.7 FM, WDLR on AM 1270. Mike Bozich here with you. And so we're going to take a look now at last Saturday's Ohio Fair Championships. Both the 2 and 3-year-old paces and trotters, males and females, were in action competing for some sizable purses in the championships, $50,000 each. And we're going to start at race number 2. This was the final for the 2-year-old colt and gelding trotters. The favorite in the race was number 5, Eckert Hill Brady, who was part-owned by our good friend Hall of Fame announcer Roger Houston, starting from post position number 5. But as we mentioned in our preamble, there were upsets aplenty. Here's fine track announcer Kenny Libengood with the stretch call of the Ohio Fair Championships for the 2-year-old colt and gelding trotters.
Mile left to go. It appears it's down to 2. Dublin Sydney inside. Smoking Anson outside. Off the turn into the stretch drive. Smoking Anson's gathering up momentum. Dublin Sydney pleading for the wire. Smoking Anson's got it won. Smoking Anson 3 in a row for Eddie Miller.
And 3 in a row for Smokin' Anson. The slight upset in the 2-year-old colt and gelding fair championship trot, going for $50,000. Dublin Sydney finished second. The big favorite, Eckert Hill Brady, made a break at the start, recovered nicely to big third. To be third, Smokin' Anson, 2-year-old gelding by Mr. Anson at the Giant Hitmare Paris Philly, is owned, trained, and driven by Ed Miller. On to race number 4, Ohio Fair Championships, continuing with the 2-year-old Philly Pacers. And a co-favoritism status up until the very end, where number 8, Racing Artist, was the slight favorite there at $1.30 on the dollar. 5, Delta Lady, for trainer Walter Haynes Jr. and driver Ronnie Wren, a strong second favorite at 9-5. Also 5-1 on 3, VH Goldie. 5-1 on number 4, She's So Fast. Who wins the fair championship final for 2-year-old Philly Pacers? Let's find out.
Of a mile left to go. Racing Artist will turn first. I'll Be Home First continues to gain. She's So Fast back in second as they turn for the money. Racing Artist with the lead. I'll Be Home First down the center. Racing Artist is shortening up. I'll Be Home First is surging. Racing Artist holds on.
Boy, Racing Artist had to get the line in time, holding off a surging I'll Be Home First for Don and Justin Irvine. Racing Artist getting the job done, getting that wire in time. 2-year-old by a Racing Hill of the Artistic Fair, Little Miss Artist, bred by Bill Webb and Denny Miller, the owners. A winning trainer, of course, Bill Webb. Aaron Merriman, the winning drive, overcoming post-state. Racing Artist, a pretty tough trip, pretty tough middle mile, but gets the job done to take the Ohio Fair Championship final for 2-year-old Philly Pacers. Race number 5, it was the 2-year-old Colton Gelding Pacers in action, going for the $50,000 prize. And I'm a Dancing Man, number 2, for trainer Eric Nesselrode and driver Luke Canners, the slight favorite at $1.70 on the dollar. Second favorite was number 4, I Am the Sea, also a strong 5-2. Number 3, Fired Up Henry, for driver trainer Hank Levan. Was it one of them? Was it somebody else? Kenny Libengood with the call.
World has come away with lead. The Town Mailman. What a steer by Merriman. He ended up in the three path, and he's up to second. Tsunami King wide, but third. Pumpkin Skin is fourth. There's an eighth of a mile left to go. Zuma World turns on a 2.5 length lead. The Town Mailman trying to come get him. He's drifting out. Zuma World's drifting in. The Town Mailman's out of time. It's Ronnie Wren Jr. and Zuma World.
Boy, that was a wild one. Zuma World, they were coming from everywhere. Zuma World was the horse with the freshest legs. I don't want to say right at the end, but certainly at the top of the stretch, returning 15-20 to his pari-mutuel backers. 2-year-old by Suma Kamalati of the Western Ideal Mare. Show the World, owned by Kathy Gormby, Nysonger Stables, bred by Jay Burkholder. Jeff Nysonger, the winning trainer. Ronnie Wren Jr. Boy, it's not often at Northfield Park to get Ronnie Wren on top of the 6-1, and Aaron Merriman second with 11-1 with E-Town Mailman. Tsunami King finished third. So it was 6-5-8 in the 2-year-old Colton Gelding Fair Championship Final. Now moving on to race number 8. It's the Fair Final for the 3-year-old Philly Trotters. And the favorite, as Ronnie Wren Jr. looks for his second Fair Championship in a row at a $1.20-1. That'd be, 6-5. Now, if keeping score at home, number 7, IB Cream for trainer Charles Vigneron. Second favorite at 5-2. Number 3, Count on Luna. Third favorite, 4-1. For the team of Rory Moore and Luke Canner's number 1, Strike a Pose. Would it be one of them, or would it be yet another upset? Kenny Livingood with the call.
Caliel just slid through at the inside. Sutton Ritz is 4 wide from the back. Count on Luna's got a shot from there. Ivy Cream jumps it off. 1/8 of a mile left to go. Strike a Pose has done all the dirty work. Caliel is 20-1, and she dives down low, and here she comes. Caliel up the inside trying to reach Strike a Pose. Count on Luna too late. It's Caliel in front.
Another upset in the Fair Finals, this time Callie L scoring again for driver Aaron Merriman at 20-1 for trainer Hank LeVan, returning 43-40 to her pari-mutuel backers. Callie L is a 3-year-old by What the Hill of the Claudius Augustus mare Sandy Song, bred by Jake Wickey, owned by LeVan Stables. The Megan LeVan, Max Perry, and Ed Perry, trained by Hank LeVan. Aaron Merriman masterminding another upset on the program. All right, on to race number 9, Ohio Fair Championships, 3-year-old Colt and Gelding Pacers. Going for that purse of $50,000. Big favorite, number 5, Catch the Express, on the board at 30 cents on the dollar for trainer Corey Dayermond and a driver Ronnie Wren Jr. 3-1 on number 2, Cleveland Top Rookie, the clear second favorite. Everybody else in double digits. Well, as you know by now, it wasn't a good night for favorites. Kenny Livingood with the call.
Nine Toes is a huge price. He's third. Coming to the outside, Cleveland Top Rookie is now fourth. Less than 1/8 of a mile to go. Believe in Tom turns with the length lead. Down by the parade on the outside, Eddie Nine Toes has still got a shot as he dives down low. He's a huge price, Eddie Nine Toes. He's surging at Believe in Tom with Down by the Parade over the top. Down by the Parade wins.
I'll tell you what, if you're playing Aaron Merriman on long shots of these Fair Finals, your bankroll was doing quite well last Saturday. Another upset, this time 11-1, Down by the Parade, returning $24 to win. 7, Believe in Tom was a 12-1 second, and Eddie Nine Toes was a 49-1 third. How much that trifecta pay, you might ask? Well, for a dollar, $1,223.40. Down by the Parade, owned by David Beachy of Ohio, of course, the winning trainer Herman Hankovic, and Aaron Merriman, another upset win. Down by the Parade, 3-year-old, but Down by the Seaside of the Royal Majesty Mare Gracie's Parade. All right, on to race number 10, Ohio Fair Championship, 2-year-old Philly Trotters. With that $50,000 on the line, 80 cents on the dollar, number 1, Hang Tight Honey L for trainer driver Hank LeVan. 7-2 second favorite, number 6, Lid Range, 2-year-old by In Range for Herbert Hagerman and Emmanuel Miller. And a couple of 6-1s, numbers 5, Tom's Queen, and number 2, Jasmine's Diamond. Will the favorites get one here? Will there be yet another long shot? Kenny Livingood with the call, the 2-year-old Philly Trotters.
Just waiting for the pass. passing lane. Jasmine's Diamond revs it up three wide. Off the turn into the stretch drive. Supreme Dance out of the two-hole now. Hang tight, Honey Yo with the lead. Tom's Queen has fresh legs up the inside. Here comes Supreme Dance with Hang Tight, Honey Yo. Photo!
And that photo goes to, well, yet another upsetter. How about Supreme Dance hitting the board at 8-1 for driver Ronnie Renton Jr. and trainer Rosie Reaver. And she returns 1860 to her parimutuel backers. Two-year-old by full count, the Like a Prayer mare Supreme Day, owned by Rosie Weaver and Scott Davis. Rosie, the winning trainer, Ronnie Renton Jr., the winning drive. Another upset on Fair Championship night. The race number 12, Ohio Fair Championships for 3-year-old Colt and Gelding Trotters. This is a wide open race. 5-2 favorite, number 6, Hydro Plane and Henry for trainer Bob Rowland and driver Ronnie Wren Jr. 3-1 on number 7, Spend the Prize. Also 3-1 on number 3, Power Hill for trainer Mike Sowers and driver Alex Hawk. Will it be one of the favorites? Will it be somebody else?
Silverton throws up the white flag. In between is Mr. Squeeze. Off the turn into the stretch drive. Hydroplane and Henry inside. Full Moon Howl outside. Let's Go to Paris is up to third. Into deep stretch. Full Moon Howl's gained the upper hand. Full Moon Howl wins.
Well, it was another long shot. It was not a great long shot at 9-2, but was not one of the top four favorites. Full Moon Howl, trained by Jessica Smith. Sandy Beatty, the winning drive, paying $10.60, rewarding his parimutuel backers with that nice mutual. Three-year-old gelding by full count of the Don't You Forget It mare Howl Me In, owned by Madeline Smith. Jessica Smith, of course, the trainer, bred by Andrew Kaufman. Full Moon Howl takes the 3-year-old Colton Gelding Championship. And race number 14 was the Ohio Fair Championship for 3-year-old Philly Paces. Favorite on the board, 90 cents on the dollar. Number 2, Legendary L for trainer driver Hank LeVan.
Jammies with the lead. Kylie Cash looks like she's got horse. Three wide, Ella Joe. Legendary Yell won't do it tonight. They turn for home. Out of the pocket, Kylie Cash up the inside. Maddie's Delight's got fresh legs, and she's loaded down at the inside. Pink Jammies almost home, though. Pink Jammies goes all the way.
Pink Jammies, 3-year-old by Fear the Dragon of the Yankee Cruiser mare Think Pink for Otis Heartland Anchors and Rosie Weaver, the winning trainer Dan Noble, the winning drive. That wraps up our Fair Championship review. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Courageous Lady and Breeders' Crown Hope. Fools coming up.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442. The OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And we're back on off to the races by 96.7 FM, WDLR AM 1270. Of course, streaming at my967.net. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. And this program continues with the upset theme, the Courageous Lady 2025, taken by Sammy Joe Hanover. Another upset on this program. Let's send it to Kenny Livengood with the call.
Deo, drive Deo, let go three wide for her bid. In between time of the season, odds on Chesapeake needs a way out. Four wide, Prolific Fire, Poppy Grad buried, they turn for the money. Sammy Joe Hanover with the lead. Odds on Chesapeake, Rodeo, drive Deo needs the fine four. Sammy Joe Hanover pulls off the shocker.
Sammy Joe Hanover, 31-1, continuing the night of upsets on Ohio Fair Finals night. And, of course, Courageous Lady night. And the connections at Northfield Park had an interview with driver Dan Noble after the race.
The Courageous Lady goes to Sammy Joe Hanover as I look over my shoulder. 31-1 they dismissed you at, Dan. You drove this filly earlier on in the summer at Scioto. She raced pretty good for you in the Nadia Lobel. You had to have a little bit of confidence after driving her once coming into this race.
You know, I learned a few things about her after the first start I drove her, and I figured, you know, I just got beat there, and I thought she had a little bit more, and I thought it'd be a really good chance to drive her again.
After looking at a program page, she had a couple of wins. You know, she may not have been up to expectations of the connections this year, but she's faced some pretty nice horses. No luck in that jug at elimination to come here tonight. You were taking no prisoners off of the rail in a field that has a really nice field of fillies.
You know, I really didn't. I wanted to be on the lead, but I figured David would come out. I was willing to, you know, give up the front end. And, but, you know, she's raced very well with all the competition she's been with all year. I just think that she's been in some spots that just were not real good.
Did you have any idea that David was kind of parked every step of the way behind you and you had odds on Chesapeake on your back?
Yeah, I was aware of that. And I figured with the cheap fractions early, this filly here has a big burst. So I was pretty really confident after the half.
Congratulations on your first Courageous Lady.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations to the connections of Sammy Joe Hanover, winner of the 2025 Courageous Lady at Northfield Park. Speaking of Sammy Joe Hanover, she's going to be in action in the Breeders' Crown Eliminations coming up on Saturday night, race number 9. Now, of course, she drew post position number 10. I got to keep in mind that is a second tier starting spot for Sammy Joe Hanover. Another, because Sammy Joe Hanover is not Ohio brand, but Skywalker C is. She will draw from post position number 1 for trainer Todd Luther and driver Austin Hanners. We'll be making the trip out to drive a couple of Todd Luther horses. Skywalker C starting from post position number 1. That is the 3-year-old filly pace coming up in race number 9. Breeders' Crown Eliminations at Woodbine Mohawk. Now, you got to keep in mind that this show is recorded on Wednesday night, so some Friday night Breeders' Crown Elimination action at Woodbine Mohawk is taking place, and we have no idea what happened, but we're going to mention these horses anyway. Breeders' Crown Elimination race number 6 on Friday night at Woodbine Mohawk. Set Your Sights High, 2-year-old filly trotter by In Range, the Cantab Hallmare Special Interest. This was a $50,000 Lexington Select purchase from the year 2024. She's owned by Hyde Stables, AMG Stables, Kelgren Lives AB, and of course trained by one of the great trotting trainers of our time, I think, Marcus Milan, doing a fantastic job. And Set Your Sights High won the $150,000 Next Generation Stakes earlier on in the year at Scioto. She went on to win a Kentucky Championship Series Finals, I believe. She also went on to win a leg of the Kentucky Sire Stakes Division. She was one of those dual-eligible horses. And then, of course, back at the end of September, she won the Ohio Sire Stakes Scarlet Championship that was going for $300,000 at Dayton. She set a track record that day, 154-1. So Set Your Sights High, and she is an 8-5 morning line favorite by In Range. Of course, In Range, I think, is going to be when it's all said and done with the great trotting sires, not only here in the state of Ohio, but across the United States. So we'll be setting our sights for Set Your Sights High coming up in the Breeders' Crown Elimination. Also, it's the 2-year-old colt Pace coming up in race number 7 on Friday night. Lindy Dragonwater. This is a horse that is down by the seaside. One of two horses down by the seaside. We'll talk about the other one in just a second. Lindy Dragonwater won 3 legs of the Ohio Sire Stakes. A 151 win in the Ohio Sire Stakes Scarlet Championship. course, that was at Dayton back at the end of September. And Brandon Boulevard was another horse that is by down by the seaside, one of two in this elimination race. But this horse was not bred in Ohio, but has had great success so far in his career. Actually won his maiden breaker in my neck of the woods. Now, back at Harris, Philadelphia, trained by Andrew Harris. So that's certainly a matchup to keep your eye on coming up tonight in Breeders' Crown Eliminations at Woodbine Mohawk. Now, Saturday, Breeders' Crown Eliminations for the three-year-old male Pacers, race number four. And we're talking about one of the great horses that was bred here in the state of Ohio. Sippin' on Sea Rock was the two-year-old Ohio Pacing Colt of the Year by down by the seaside of the Queen Anne Mare, and she is actually just had another horse. So Sippin' on Sea Rock's going to have a full sibling racing coming up here in the next year or so. This is a horse that was bred by Trent Stoller and Alicia Binkley, was a $77,000 Lexington Select purchase, and was a winner of the 2024 Ohio Scarlet Championships. And here's the big thing about Sippin' on Sea Rock. Not only was this horse a second-place finisher in the Breeders' Crown Final a year ago, but was once the fastest two-year-old of all time on the pacing gate, 148.2 at Red Mile. Of course, that record has since been smashed by Al Poppy, who went in 148.1. Of course, I think that he has got a big shot to win here tonight. Special thanks to the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. We are also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. We will see you next Saturday morning with a first post of 9:30 a.m. So long, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.